He's listening to his own highlight in our headphones here in studio, Stephen Ridley. How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Glad to be on the show.
Saw you on Twitter today getting some treatment. You a little banged up? a lot of carries yesterday? What's going on here? How you feeling?
I had a little load on me yesterday, but was nothing that I wasn't excited about or looking forward to. So, came out and had to get in here this morning, get a little treatment, and make sure I'm taking care of this body so I can be ready to roll next week.
Yeah, when you came out of college at LSU, a lot of people saying, the way you use maybe goal line back, it's the big bruiser. Did you hear some of those reports and wanting to prove you're more of an every down kind of guy?
Of course. I mean, at LSU, it was just a little bit of a different weight program. I think I was weighing in at about 237, right, knocking on 240. So I get here, and Bill and the coaching staff says I have to cut down on some weight, and I think that's, helping me.
What do you got now?
You're about the same size as Dwight Freeney.
Go get him.
I'm sitting right now at about 220, so I've lost about 20
Still
pounds.
Still punishing some people, though. You laid some hits.
Well, I don't think that's going to change my running style too much. I mean, just a little bit of weight difference. But I'm trying to get downhill, man, and make the positive yards.
Yeah, positive for sure. I mean, and I think you go back to last year, I think one of the biggest knocks on you, and not to bring up bad stuff, but, it's just what did you do over the off season and training camp here to secure the ball better?
I really say it was just mainly focus. Towards the end of the year, you have two balls on the ground. I don't think you're going to be playing much anywhere, no matter where you are, whether it's Pee Wee football or, the New England Patriots. But back-to-back games with two fumbles, I knew even as a rookie that was two things that couldn't happen. So for me this year, my biggest thing is just coming in and focusing on the small things. I mean, I've been blessed with some tremendous talents to, play football and run the ball the way I do, but I just have to focus on the small things throughout the length of the game, even when I'm in the rhythm or even tired, to focus and have two hands on the ball when I get in there with contact.
Now, Bill didn't make you carry around like three or four balls at a time. Or that type of stuff. Now, he's known for doing that kind of stuff. I put his initial or some kind of initial on the ball somewhere, and then making sure you keep up with the ball at all times at home and wherever else, because he's done it several times to several players. So he didn't do any of that stuff with you?
He really didn't. I say for me, my eyes are pretty much open when I was watching the AFC Championship from the box, with the Ravens coming to town. So I definitely didn't see that one coming at all, but I didn't even dress that game. I'll never forget that. And that's something that I definitely learned from that. And after the game, to go to a Super Bowl, and see and have to witness not being down there was just kind of tough. But it was something I'm going to grow from and heavily not make
last
mistakes.
Year, we were always big fans of the law firm, protecting the football, always gaining yards, it seemed like. Even initial hit, gaining, falling forward for another two or three. Yesterday, that was one of the impressive things I thought that I saw from you yesterday was that initial contact, making a guy miss, but after that initial contact, a couple times looked like you were about to lose your balance, gained your balance, and gained another 5 or 6 yards. And working with a guy like that last year, did that help you out? What did you learn from maybe Ben Jarvis last year?
What I learned with Benny, like you said, he's a back that – the first tackler never really brings him down. You always have to fall forward. And me not being a scat back or a speed back, that's my job. I have to at least try to fall forward and use forward momentum every time that I'm going down to the ground. So for me, a lot of times I think I run a little bit too high at times, and I've been trying to work on that. But it's really just getting my pads down and trying to hold on to the football, of course, first, and then falling forward second is my job as the back that I am in this offense.
You were asked after the game yesterday, Stephen, about the expectation. You said this was game one was sort of beyond what you were expecting. What part of it was the result? Was the amount of carries? What was beyond your expectation going into that game yesterday?
I wasn't expecting to have, what was it, 21?
21 carries.
124, like that. I definitely didn't see that coming. But a goal that I've set for myself going into each game is I want to try to get 100 on the ground, for this offense, because we have such a strong passing attack, and I think that the creases are in there. So for me, that is my main focus that I'm focusing on. So going into what I overexpected or didn't see coming, I definitely didn't see a Bill 25 on the ground yesterday, but I'm thankful and I'm very blessed that I was able to go out there and do that.
You keep running the way you did yesterday, I think you might start seeing about 30 carries again. Maybe look like some old
get more treatment.
Look like old school.
Right.
It'll be old school football around here again, man. People will be loving it. So, but yeah, I thought you had a fantastic game yesterday, man. A great start to the career. I mean, to the season for this team, But don't get too full of yourself yet, though. You got a long way to go.
Never. Yeah. It's a lot of work to be done.
Sounds like you're talking to coach over there.
Yeah,
Coach Belichick over there.
Gotta school him a little bit. he came off pretty humble yesterday, though, in his post game interview. I checked him out, and You know, he was thanking God, thanking everybody, and lying and everybody else. So, I mean, he wasn't really feeling them. He wasn't Clinton Portis out there.
No, you won't get that out of me. No,
I know you guys, you know, obviously with Bill and everything around here, we know it's focused, right? The week one is gone. It's on to week two. But, I mean, you sit back, you're in college, you're watching Tom Brady, and now you're a part of this offense that people say this is almost like that missing piece. You know, it's not just run effectively. Now they got a runner. And after what you saw, even dispersed last year and in game one, do you look at it and say, okay, I'm out there right now with Brady and all these weapons. I'm New England Patriots, starting running back.
I got the start yesterday. But as we say with Bill, you never know, man. It's all game planning and going out there, and you never know who's really going to be on the field and win. But to come in there and play with arguably the best quarterback to ever play the game, to be in there with the Gronk and Hernandez, and you have Wes, and you have all these options out there, Brandon Lloyd. Our offense is full. You know, we have talent everywhere. So, for me, I really do. I take pride in my position, in our room, and I think we have a young group that is really learning from each other. I'm still learning things from Woody. I just saw Falk in there in the locker room, and I tried to learn some things from him last year. But, you know, for me, I'm not going to say that I'm the new piece to the puzzle. I'm just going to go out there and do my job. And I know what I've been fortunate and blessed to be able to do, and that's run the football and play that position. So I'm going to be confident in myself. But at the same time, I still have a long way to go before I can say I'm that elite running back or the running back that we need us to be.
You got a lot of people kicking themselves this morning. You know that, right?
Because
everybody's fantasy football drafts were like last week, and people sitting there going, man, how could I pass on Stephen Ridley? Man, I screwed that one up.
Who was that?
That was me, for one. It was a few people.
If he rushed for 20 yards and fumble, does it count?
Come on, man. Hey, you got to have a little fun. The low blow.
We have fun over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We have fun.
I'll call you the chef. You're serving humble pie left and right, Stephen Ridley. Stephen Ridley,
Patriot.
He's joining us here in studio on a Patriots Monday. You've had your second year. You've had two different offensive coordinators, guys calling the plays. How different is Josh's offense based on what you saw last year from this Patriots offense?
It's too tight end of the game. It seems like every play to me. So, this offense is we're running the ball a little bit more. And he kind of tells us that before the game. We've got to establish the run. And like I said, with the talent that we have out there, obviously the pass is going to be there. And that was something last year that you kind of, I guess you saw that a little bit different. You know, they were sitting back on Gronk, sitting back on Chico, and they're going to be doing that this year. So for us as an offense, we know that we have to try to be balanced in our attack. And I think, you know, these coaches do an exceptional job of putting us in a position to make plays every week.
In terms of this offense going forward and the week-to-week role, but you see it as something that we talked about earlier, the weapons around. It's kind of like a changing game plan where you've got a team where you said don't sit on being the starting guy because Bill can change it up. Your offense, I mean, what you did yesterday, spread to heavy. You know, Pat, you guys gave defenses a lot of looks. That's a great weapon to have, I bet.
Right. I'll go back to the college days, coming from LSU.
A lot of talent there, too.
It's tons down there, man, and that was an experience in itself. But playing in the offense there was pretty much run dominant. We just ran the football, power football, run it down your throat, and you get here to the NFL, and you see playing with a quarterback, Tom Brady, and all these weapons, and the running lanes that are on the field, it's like I've never seen anything like this. You know, I'm going out there, and Tom's making the checks, and it seems like everything he calls – it's the perfect play. It's like, wow, okay, well, there's my crease. Get downhill, make your cut, and hit it. So, for me, it's almost easy. But I just have to go out there and just keep working and not ever being satisfied. And I'm gonna continue to do that from here on out.
No, I'm not going to call you number one back, okay? I'll just say, you know, for a guy that was out there as much as you were the other day, I mean, one of the big parts of this offense, too, with a guy like Tom Brady is still the passing game and blocking for Tom Brady. Where's that as part of your game goes, protecting, you know, blocking a guy as a running back?
Tom can't be touched, man.
He's already been touched. Now he's got the little Band-Aid over the nose.
That 120-something yards, you'd be on the bench with that 120-something yards if Tom gets sacked in a blitz pickup.
No doubt.
I don't care, man.
Coming back to the huddle and saw him.
He's $100 million. Everybody else is well, million or whatever, you know, somewhere in that area. Who are you going to protect?
Right.
Yeah. But coming from LSU, like you said, you power run the football. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this a part of the game now that's the adjustment for you? You know, pass blocking?
It's something I have to work on. But, I mean, that's been key anywhere that I've played, you know, my whole career. You have to protect the quarterback. And I think it's a little bit more emphasis on it when it's Tom Brady back there. But
you're gonna hear from Giselle now if you don't pick that guy up.
I don't even know if I'll make it there before the coaches get me out the locker room, man. So look, I mean, you have to be a well-rounded back. You know, you can't just be a runner, you can't just be a blocker, you can't just be a receiver, and you have to be able to do all three things and do them well. And that's one thing that, you know, Tom does expect out of this offense is perfection. And I know that, you know, it's held to high standards here. It's the New England way. It's the Patriot way. And it's no different for me at my position or, you know, what they expect out of me of the backfield.
Lou mentioned, I think we all noticed it, your attacking style of run, you know, running guys over. I'm curious, was there a guy at the NFL level, as you're in high school, you're at LSU, that you looked up to and said, that's a guy I want to run like? Because you ran over guys yesterday.
When I was young, I watched Emmitt Smith a lot, but the older I got and I was in college, I actually watched Sean Green from the Jets a pretty good bit, and I liked him as a runner because we were close to the same size, and I watched him ran the same 40 and stuff like that. But hey, Sean Green,
get over that real quick here in New England.
Hey,
he's
honest,
no longer
man.
Your favorite back here.
No, but hey, that's who I watched. That's just honest. It's honest.
Steven, we appreciate it, man.
Hey,
congrats,
thanks, man.
On a big game yesterday, and good luck next week.
To let Mr. Really know I wasn't picking on him.
Uh-oh.
My very first play here in New England, you know what it was?
What was it?
I returned the kickoff, and I fumbled it. Mm. And they picked it up, and they ran it back for a touchdown. So that was my very first play here in New England, man.
And how'd you bounce back from that?
I ended up playing 15 years after that.
Hey, you know? Look, I can learn.
So, but I never forgot that play, so that's why I was just teasing you, man. So, he wanted to fight me just now, people. You can't. No, I'm just playing. He's
I'll
a good dude.
I'm taking advice, man.
He's a good dude. Yeah,
Steven, thank you, man. Good luck next week against Arizona.